Stormlake Radio now talking East Sac County volleyball, joined by head coach Brenda Ulrich. Let's go back to last night, Brenda, a win against Pocahontas area in four sets. Your thoughts on that? The first three games were close ones. You lost a third, but bounced back and took the fourth convincingly, 25-7.
Yep, it was a definite close match last night. The girls, I think, had some home-playing nerves, and they finally got over them and really went to work on that fourth match.
And on Tuesday of this week, a straight set win against Manson Northwest Webster. More close sets in that match, especially the first.
Yep, the girls kind of, that was their very first home game, and they really, they just kind of, I think, had a few nerves that didn't want to get away from them, and they finally decided that it was time to get going and pull it out. So,
and prior to that, last Saturday, you were at the Harlan tournament. You went winless on the day, but some tough competition you always face when you go down there. What was your takeaway from your performance last Saturday?
I think the girls, they had to get into a flow, and like you said, it was good, tough competition. We started out playing a couple 5A, 4A schools, and it was good building for them. It gave them a chance to work on the court, start working together, start reading the court. So even though we didn't come out with any wins, I think it was definitely a good situation for the girls to be in so they can do some learning.
Well, you did win your first two matches of the season, and a fairly young squad you have this season. Three seniors. Let's start by mentioning them if you could.
Sure. Kaylee Odendahl, she is a front row player. She has great leadership on the court, great abilities, and we definitely have a lot of leadership role from her. She's had quite a run in her career for high school in playing. So she's definitely kind of taking the reins and helping the girls through any problems they might have. And then there's Wiley Kreft. She also has seen some considerable time in the past, not at the varsity level, but just being on the court. So she's kind of taken some leadership this year. And Maggie Veit as well has had some court experience last year on varsity, but also some JV. And the three girls have been wonderful this year, just trying to get the underclassmen involved, making sure that they're getting duties done and helping them out to learn.
What about some of those underclassmen that are also seeing playing time?
They've been a very competitive group since, oh gosh, I think sixth grade in there. They've been really, really competitive, and they enjoy the challenge, and once they've kind of dissected and seen where that challenge is coming from, then they kind of change their playing to match what they're up against.
Yeah, can you give a few name plugs and some of those that are part of the rotation?
Sure. Maddie Quirk is a setter for us, and she has great athletic ability. She can hit and set as well. And we have Bree Beckman. She's an all-around good player. I probably could put her anywhere and come out doing well. And then Bailey Wallison is just wonderful at the net. She seems to be able to time people's hits within a couple hits, and she can usually get a good block, and she has really good vertical.
What about yourself as a new coach this year, taking over for Dave Waggy, who led Raiders volleyball and Wall Lake View Auburn before that so well for so many years? You had been an assistant working with Dave, so what are you especially preaching taking over the leadership role now on the bench?
Dave has such a good base program that, you know, you don't want to deviate away from that. You want to maybe just add a few things as they come up to the situation, but he's always had, and even last night when he was there watching the girls, they can feel that, and he's got that base fundamental program that's just instilled in them, and it's a very important thing to have, is to just have those basic fundamentals.
Mm-hmm. So you have a few more days until you'll be playing again. So bottom line, what do you feel good about early on in the season so far as team aspects are concerned, and what are you especially going to be trying to shore up in practices?
I think the team, I think they're gelling together well. I think that they're bonding. I feel good that they're willing to try new things. They're open to new things. and just trying to add anything they can to their toolbox in order to use it out there on the court. So I feel really good that the team is really open to trying just different things. For us, I guess I think we should keep working on passing, of course, and just those basic fundamentals and see where it takes us.
Raider volleyball next Thursday, September 6th. They'll be going to West Bend Mallard, and we'll be video streaming your match, by the way, when you play at Alterelia on September 11th. Look forward to that. And Brenda, thanks a lot for the commentary. All the best going forward. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
East Sac Volleyball and Brenda Ulrich joining us on Storm Lake Radio.